Grace, mercy, and peace be given to you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Judgment, end of the year, church year theme. And this text throws at us a wonderful good news, as not only does it talk about judgment, but it talks about judgment and God's tremendous, marvelous mercy to his creatures. In Jesus' name, dear forgiven friends. End of year, end of term, always a nervous time for students, sometimes for professors, deadlines to be met. And I wonder how many in our midst this morning are just sort of saying inside, please give me one more chance. Somehow everything hasn't quite gone as you anticipated it would go this term, and now the judgment day is upon you. One more chance for the fig tree. How many spouses are there who are caught in unfaithfulness and then come crawling on their knees to their husband or wife, please give me one more chance. It won't happen again. I don't know how many of you have had a time to keep up with what's happening in the news, but the Fort Wayne papers have been filled for the last 2 weeks with first the wondering, where is Lincoln National Corporation going to move, or is it? And now come the laments and sort of the last minute appeals from city council and even the state of Indiana, give us one more chance. What would it take to keep you here? And now that the news has set in that there's no way to keep Lincoln National's corporate execs here, they are moving to Philadelphia. The question city and state officials are raising is, how many more may there be who follow suit? Give us another chance to prove that our educational system in this city is good, to prove that we can develop an international airport with planes actually flying into and out of it and not leaving this place as Delta has done. I was surprised when I returned from a trip just a short while ago. Here were all these photographers. I didn't think they were there to meet me. They were all there to take pictures of Delta's last flight out of Fort Wayne. And so we're saying, give us one more chance. And here with this story of this fig tree, the master saying, it's been long enough. Time is up. Judgment day is here. Cut it down. Why should it even take up space on my property? And then an intercession. An intercession from the farmer who is actually managing the property, saying, please, let's give it one more chance. One more year. And then let's see what happens. Nothing happens. Cut it down. And during that year, he was going to nurture, give it extra fertilizer. How many times are you and I caught in situations where we say, please give us one more chance? This is what's so beautiful about God's marvelous patience with us, that he continually is giving us extra chances. Extra chances to repent, to come clean of who we really are, to be honest with God, in order that he might forgive. And the marvelous thing is that God took the initiative while we were yet in our sin. Jesus took our place under the law, took our guilt, our shame, our hatefulness, our gossip, our reluctance to forgive others. We just prayed, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." We have such tough times relating to others because we want them to clean up their act, and then we can love them. Then we can forgive them. The marvelous thing is that God loved us while we were yet in our sin. That's good news, friends. That's the good news you've come here to pray about, study about, learn about, and eventually take the lead in sharing in whatever communities God places you. And right now, you're placed in this community right here. Since moving to Fort Wayne this past January, my wife and I have joined Concordia Lutheran Church over on Lake Avenue. I like what I see when I enter the church. When we receive its publications, upon entering, you see a sign, Concordia, a forgiveness center. This catalog of addresses, when you open the first page, it says Concordia, a forgiveness center. How much is this seminary a forgiveness center? My brothers in the faculty, how much are we capable of forgiving one another and being as generous to each other as God is generous to us? And fellow students of the Word, how much is forgiveness part of your natural being now that you've been redeemed in the Lord Jesus Christ? Unnatural man knows nothing about forgiveness. But through baptism and nurture upon the Word, we are constantly being called to repentance. So striking, isn't it, what Jesus says when people say to him, "What about those Galileans who were killed right there at the altar, their blood mingled with their sacrifices? What about those people upon whom the tower fell, 18 killed? My first year at Concordia St. Louis, my closest friend died in a surprising accident. I mean, this 18-year-old kid, he was a good mechanic on the family farm up near Green Bay. Somehow opened that little bolt, little tiny bolt on the backhoe connected to their tractor. All the hydraulic air escaped. That big thing came back, crushed him on his own tractor. I don't know how many hours in the following years that I spent with his mother and dad, trying to help them through their guilt. First of all, what was it that Dean had done wrong that he was killed at 18? Was it that he didn't honor his father and mother? Because if you honor your father and your mother, you will live long. Then eventually the guilt turned back on themselves. This son of their pride, who was to take over their farm and their land, and to remind them again and again that their son was right with the Lord. Not only had he been baptized in the faith, but he lived the faith. And all too soon, his life was snuffed out. So surprising how Jesus responds to the question. Because maybe some people were waiting to hear there were secret sins. They weren't on a right course with God. But no, he turns it back to his audience and says, "Repent, lest you also likewise perish." One of my very great happinesses in my ministry happened in Nigeria, long time before some of you were born. 1959 or early 60, I don't remember the exact date. But for several years, I had regularly visited this old chief. He was in his 90s. Pedal up there in my bicycle, park in their little courtyard, sit down with him and talk to him about repentance and the grace of God. He always said to me, "Look at my life. Would I be in my 90s if God wasn't pleased with my life?" First, he caught me off guard when he told me that. Later on, every time he said it, I had the same answer. God is letting you live long so you can repent of your sin and he can forgive you. Same pattern, time after time. You can imagine my elation when one day a cyclist came over to our house and said, "The chief wants to see you." I wondered, what now? I went over there and he said, "Before I die, I want to repent of my sins and be baptized and receive God's forgiveness." I don't know what all it was, how the Holy Spirit all of a sudden turned this man from a self-pride and great joy in how he had lived and in how God was blessing him to all of a sudden realize that he too needed reassurances of forgiveness. Just like you to put your mathematical ears to this once. If you could count rapidly, you would hear 73 clicks a minute. The bell is sounding 23 times a minute. According to our best calculations, 73 Muslims are born per minute. 23 Muslims die per minute. Doesn't take much figuring to know that the Muslim population is growing by 50 per minute. Yes, Islam is rapidly growing in this world of ours. And even for us in our missionary enterprise to keep pace somewhat with Islam's 1 billion people yet to be reached with the gospel, to be told you have one chance yet. The Lord is postponing his judgment for you to come in. to acknowledge him as God, the Holy Trinity, and his Son, Jesus, who is honored as a prophet, as their personal Savior and Redeemer. If God has been so generous in forgiving us, it now behooves us to seek out the lost and to offer to them God's good news of forgiveness. As we scatter to the different corners of this country during our Thanksgiving recess, we pray that you could carry to those whom you are close to in your homes and those whom you love the good news of God's patience and his forgiveness. May God bless us each in our ongoing missionary task. Amen. And now may the peace and power of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus Christ unto life everlasting. Amen.